is to celebrate somehow African culture and the beauty of the kora coming from a very long tradition from father to son, 71 generation, and he's the 72nd generation playing kora. So it's really long time ago. Today, you can see many musicians playing around the world, but it's not easy to find musician playing with father and son together from a very long traditional musician families.
How does it feel to be playing with him?
Very happy, because it's like a tree. We're from the same tree. You know, I'm doing my own things and he's doing his own thing. Siddiqui is really a pop star in West Africa.
Yes.
Very well known, with his friend called Iba
One.
Siddiqui never forget the traditional music. That's put him so high, his music, because he's mixing up the griot music and the modern music, the hip-hop and the mandinka music and all of those stuff.
Amazing.
In Mali, they play for 20,000-40,000 people in the stadium. I'm not gonna fill up the stadium today, but they have their own fans and then I have my own fans. It's different audiences, but we're bringing the different audiences together now.
But how is your relationship?
Fantastic. I'm very happy with him. Siddiqui is very calm, very cool. It's not my son that I'm saying that, but he's really, people who know him, he's a really cool guy. He really loves the music.
And now you're playing together. Does it make you closer?
Yeah, more and more and more. Because I didn't get that much time with my father to learn the kora. I was listening to the CDs, the tape of my father's and my grandfather's and different band. But when Siddiqui born, I start to teach him when he was 1 year old, and then paid equipment for him, the piano and recording stuff. And then so he has his own studio in Mali, and he now recording, is producing. I just leave him to do his own things, and I'm happy that he came to join me.
How much of what you do on stage is improvised, or is it all rehearsed?
You know, the music that we're playing doesn't have really a border. I mean, it's not limited, so it's just open. You know, you can play whatever you want. It's a variation, growing. You know, you start it slowly, and then it will come bigger and bigger and more and more. Music is from the heart, because the music we're playing has a history, has a legend. It's from the divine inspiration, too.
Siddiqui, as your father said, you're one half of a hip-hop band, and they've become very, very popular, very big. They're two very different genres. It's unusual.
Basically, I consider both of them as music. Hip-hop, traditional music, it's all music, nothing but music. I have the love of music in my spirit, in my heart, and all I can do is to develop that inspiration. I've used what I am. That is my identity, the kora, which sets me apart from the others. I'm a griot. I come from a big family of griots, a very ancient one, which makes music, including hip-hop.
Two genres of music.
I think my son has the same feeling that I get when I was playing with my father. I mean, in the griot side, your father, all the brothers, all sisters, they're all your teacher, they're your master, so you have just respect. And playing with my father, it was really hard for me. I didn't do that too much. The first one was here at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, Royal Albert Hall.
Were you
in 87, yeah. So you get nervous. Siddiqui told me the same at the Rock Studio here in North London where we record Tumani and Siddiqui. So I say, man, don't worry, just play what you know. Don't think that I'm your father and you have to play with me. So just play it, make music. In this school, there's not any pen to write it down. If demanding countries in West Africa was a person, the griot will be the blood. Can you imagine the function of the blood in the body? So it's like that. We keep the histories. You have to teach to learn how to be the archive. You don't know some stories before you get 40 years old, and some more when you get 60 years old, and more when you get 80 years old.
So you learn all the time?
Yeah, you are learning all the time. You're an ambassador of the society and the culture.
On the album, there are many old tracks, and most of them are old Mandé songs, very, very old. There's one track that isn't, and that's called Lampedusa. Can you just tell me about that?
It's really shocked to see 300 people died in the same night trying to cross to come to Lampedusa. And what people see in Africa on the TV, on different things, is just the very good image of Western countries. So they don't think that the people here, some people spend the whole days without no food, nothing, you know. People don't know that over there. And the visa process is getting more and more difficult. Let's try to find a solution about that. Because 300 people died on one night because of the visa. It's not really good.
And so Lampedusa is like a lament for those that died?
Yeah, exactly.
You've been vocal about the extremists banning secular music in the north of Mali. What's the situation at the moment there? Is that still a very pressured situation?
No one countries, I think, in the world need this kind of situation. But I think the negotiation is one of the best things that people need to sit down. Because it's a family problem, so they needed to sit down and talk about that. It's not fair, it's not necessary. The whole political situation, the 98% is money problem, it's the interest. If you died, your money cannot never follow you. There is not any market there. I never get any letters from people who pass away. I never get any phone call from them. If you have a 3, 5, 4 bedroom, you just spend the night in one bedroom. You cannot spend the night in the 5 bedroom on the one time. So let's be just more spiritual. We're in it today, but tomorrow is coming also.
You speak a lot of sense. Tumani Djabate and Siddiqui Djabate, thank you very much.
Thank you.